In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Monday, everybody. We appreciate you all joining us today. Lots going on, as you can imagine. We'll get to a lot of those things today. But first, the impossible question of the day. When it comes to home cooking, 19% of us have never done this. What is it? Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Here's some hints. Baked a cobbler, poached an egg, you get the drift. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. So about 20% of us have never done this. Charlie, thoughts? Charlie says scrambled eggs. Okay. Put your ideas on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. I honestly, when it comes to home cooking, I don't know. 19% have never done this. Made some fancy dessert, I would guess. Some like creme brulee, or, you know, you get the torch out, you know, that kind of deal. I don't know. I have no idea. Answer it on the KLZ 560 Facebook page, though, by the way. And again, we got a lot in store for you today. We'll talk about the election. I got some announcements I want to make today as well. Neil from Enchanted Kitchens is going to join us, give us an update there. Jared Stepman, of course, from Daily Signal will join us. We've got an entrepreneur, international entrepreneur, and a co-author of the book Human Vector that's going to join us at the 4 o'clock hour, talking about your employees, those of you that are employers, and are they just there for a paycheck, or maybe you're an employee that's just there for the paycheck. Also got some updates on the election and some of the lawsuits going on and what's happening there. I've got some audio that I'll play on that as we get time. And then, of course, in the 5:30, Zach Smith from Heritage is going to join us. We'll talk about the election and some things that are going on there. Real quick, though, in regards to the election, and you saw over the weekend where the media and even the Biden campaign, Harris campaign themselves came out and said that, you know, President-elect, now Joe Biden is what he's being called. And folks, just for everybody's reminder, it ain't over yet. I realize that Donald Trump has an uphill battle. People ask me all the time, what do you think? I'll tell you what I think when everything has been certified and we know what the actual outcome of the election is. I'll tell you what I think at that point in time. Up until then, I have no thoughts on that. I really don't. I don't know where things are headed. What I'm going to tell you is this. The news media does not call who wins elections. Never have, and I hope never will. It's their job to report, not their job to predict. And we live in a day and age now to where the media does all of the predicting without fact-finding and knowing what's going on behind the scenes. And the reason for that, by the way, is because they're in Joe's camp. They've wanted Joe to win from day one. Wanted any, but let me rephrase that. I was gonna say they were in Joe's camp. Actually, what I should say is they're in anybody other than Donald Trump's camp. I firmly believe they don't care who won, as long as it's not Donald Trump. Okay, announcement. 2 more days to dethrone Polis. If you have not signed the petition to dethrone Polis, you can find a location near you. Go to dethronepolis.com. Once you do, you can find a location. You can sign that petition. By the way, there's petition gatherers out as we speak. These have to be turned in by Wednesday. So realistically, I'm guessing that they'll probably have a big gathering of the majority of these by tomorrow night, which means you've got today, this evening, and probably a little bit of tomorrow to get this done. And there's folks, again, all up and down the Front Range and probably all over Colorado right now still taking signatures. Last I heard, I don't know this officially, but last I heard, we needed around 600,000 to get the recall effort started, and we had around 700,000 signatures. But that was well over a week ago. I heard about the 700,000 number. The goal was to have 1 million signatures. And keep in mind, all they need is 600,000 certified signatures to go ahead and start the recall of Kevin Polis. I know his name's Jared, but I call him Kevin. He, by the way, I believe, was it today that he extended the mask order again? Charlie, am I saying that correctly? Is it today or yesterday? Or anyways, he extended it another 30 days, and I would anticipate him continuing that on until we have a full-bore vaccine or something else happens with COVID. Now, when it comes to the vaccine, I'll talk a little bit about that as well today. There is a vaccine. You saw that. The markets went way up today because of the news of the vaccine. I've got some audio I'll play as soon as I take a break and come back on Kumo and the vaccine. By the way, that guy's a total moron. Side note. But I want to throw a question out. And we've got till 3:30 until Jared Stepman joins us, but I want to throw a question out. This is really for a lot of the liberals that listen, and I don't know if you'll call in or not. I really hope you will when I ask this question, because this is a sincere, genuine question that I have. Richard and I were talking about this over the weekend. So this is directed towards liberals. If you want to chime in on it, you can. You don't have to be a liberal to answer this, but I really want to know. I saw yesterday morning at the grocery store, headlined on one of the papers. I didn't notice the paper, didn't care. I just noticed the headline said, "Time to heal the nation." So I have questions for those of you on the left. What are we healing? And what did you specifically lose when it comes to freedoms or money or anything along those lines under the Donald Trump presidency these past roughly 4 years? What did you lose? Because I'm really confused about what was lost on any sides of the fence, but especially the liberal side of the fence, what was lost over these past 4 years? Because I can tell you right now that as a Republican, as a conservative, when the last administration was in, the Obama-Biden administration, I lost quite a bit. My health care, for one, went to crap under that administration. I lost some gun rights under that administration. Lots of things happened under the Obama-Biden administration. I'd have to go back and look specifically at each one, but I paid higher taxes. I lost my health care. I lost certain gun rights. So there were things that did, in fact, happen under a Obama-Biden administration. I'm asking the left, those of you that are on the left, please call me, 303-477-5600. What did you lose under President Trump? And if the phone doesn't ring and it's just crickets, then I'm going to know my answer. And by the way, I think I already know the answer. You didn't lose anything. And when it comes to this healing nonsense, what needs healed that you on your side didn't start in the first place? And I'm not trying to be antagonistical or trying to, you know, ruffle feathers. I'm just asking very sincere questions. And I do mean when I say your side started all of the riots and got all your feathers ruffled and so on when it came to Trump. We didn't do that. That didn't happen on our side. We didn't burn down cities. This racial divide that is being talked about, even from the, you know, President-elect Biden, who he's not president-elect at this point as far as I'm concerned. I've got some things in his website, though, that I'll talk about today as well. But even he talks about, you know, healing this racial divide, yet he's the biggest racist on the planet. I'm confused as to what an administration, by the way, is going to do to heal a nation outside of reparations, which I'm not a fan of, and I don't know too many black people that are. Because when you do that, you leave out every other segment of the population that might feel the same way. And in my opinion, all you do is create more racism. You're not helping any of what we're talking about in the manner that some out there are talking about it. But again, I'm asking the question. I would love a phone call, 303-477-5600. What did the left lose under Donald Trump, other than their Marxist movement got slowed down 4 years? I'm not talking about that, by the way. I want real, solid answers. What, as a liberal under President Trump, did you lose? We'll answer that as soon as we come back. 303-477-5600. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next. and they want to help you out with all of your vehicle needs, folks. New, used, they've got you covered. All the Chevrolet products there. A full used car lot. We heard from Bob last week on that. They've got a full used car lot. So whatever you need when it comes to a vehicle, go see Purifoy Chevrolet. Find them at 303-659-8311 or online at purifoychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purifoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith. You just heard Al. You heard Al's program here just about a half an hour or so ago, 45 minutes ago, right here on KLZ 560. Al does a program on a bi-monthly basis right here on KLZ. But you can learn more about your planning for retirement and what you need to do and how to not only how to get there but to stay there with Al. That's what Al does. He's a financial advisor. Call him today at 303-744-1128 or find him better yet at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money. Now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Folks, Barber's Foods, I just texted Greg earlier today, gave him an order. He's going to be here Wednesday joining us, wanting to bring some stuff along. And here's the reality, folks. You can buy anything you want to buy at Barber's Foods. They have got the highest quality beef, bison, pork, poultry. And for a lot of you maybe that don't know this, if you go to the website, it's barbersfoods.com. Go to the website, and they've got sort of like these family packs or these specials where you get a nice combination of the meats that you may want, and you don't have to buy a lot of any one thing. It's sort of a combination pack they put together, and we'll talk to Greg more about that on Wednesday. But you can order that as well, and even when you do that, you still get your 2 free pounds of Wagyu, ground Wagyu, with every order. Just use beef at checkout. Again, that's Barbers with an S. It's barbersfoods.com.
Barbers Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. Barbers Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from, so buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barber'sFoods.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
Pfizer announced that their coronavirus vaccine is more than 90% effective in preventing COVID-19 during their phase 3 clinical trials. Isn't it interesting that this announcement came the Monday after the election? I'm sure there's nothing political about that.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Sergio joining us now. Sergio, welcome. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing good, John. Thanks.
What can I do for you, Sergio?
Hey, I was just calling because I Googled trying to find a place of where to go sign for the petition for Kevin.
Okay.
And I didn't click on the actual website. I clicked on a website right below that says find a location, and that says that the petition signatures are basically done for 2020. So I would recommend people go to the actual Dethrone Polis website.
Yes,
instead.
Yes.
It actually gives you the petitions.
Yes, well said. In fact, and I know they're still collecting because the reason I'm talking about it is I got a reminder from a couple of people that are actually out with petitions today, Sergio, still collecting them. So, yes, I'm glad you said that. So, yeah, if you're getting any notifications, those of you out there listening, that they're not collecting them, they still are, and I believe they'll be collecting them probably through tomorrow, Sergio.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you, John. No, I appreciate that very much. Thanks for pointing that out, and if any of you find that information like that, please let us know. I am going back to the question I asked, though, before we went to break, and that is, again, if you're somebody that's on the left, and I know there's some of you out there that listen to me because I get your text messages on a regular basis. And by the way, you could text me, 307-282-22, 307-282-22. Somebody said, how about 200,000 deaths? Okay, I'm confused as to how that's a loss to you individually and or how that's Donald Trump's fault. And how you think a Joe Biden presidency would have changed those 200,000. In fact, depending upon how they did things or what they did, you may have the exact same number or maybe even more. You have no idea. It's an unknown. We won't know. But I think it's pretty harsh for somebody on the left to say that Donald Trump's responsible for 200,000 deaths, especially when, and by the way, this particular texter, I've been back and forth on this discussion many, many times. Because if you look at the actual single mortality rate only for COVID, not the comorbidity, but just that single data point, that 200,000 drops way, way, way down, folks. Clear down to about 40,000 people or so. Honestly, it's about like the regular flu. I'm not saying COVID's not something we shouldn't pay attention to, nor has Donald Trump, by the way. I also got another one that said, and by the way, I'm asking for what you lost. Saying another answer was respect from our allies. I'm confused as to what allies don't respect us. They've paid into NATO like they've never paid in before because Donald Trump told them they had to. That shores up the coffers of NATO at their expense, not ours. How do they not respect us when they're paying up? And frankly, again, as an American, what do we lose when another country doesn't respect us? Absolutely nothing. There's no loss there, folks. Doesn't change a thing in your day-to-day life. So again, I'm asking those of you that are from the left, I want some solid answers. So far, I haven't heard one yet. You're giving me feelings that you don't like about Donald Trump. You haven't given me any actual data yet. It's a feeling of why I don't like him. There's no respect from allies. That's a feeling, folks. First of all, it's not a fact. Second of all, it doesn't affect you. So really, it's a matter of you not liking a particular situation with the allies. The next one is an empathetic leader. Again, that's a feeling, folks. I don't care whether he's empathetic or not. Does he lead the country? Does he save me on taxes? Does he keep our country moving forward? Do we get the things done we need to get done as a country? I don't need things sugar-coated, folks. Maybe I'm a little different American than the rest of you, but you know what? Those of you that need an empathetic leader need to grow a thicker skin. And in this case, if you're a male, grow some testicles. And I mean that sincerely. If you're looking for an empathetic leader, you're talking to the wrong guy with me. Because that has nothing to do with running the country. I don't look at paying more for health care and taxes to help others at a loss. I do. It's money out of my pocket that I've made on my own that's now going to help somebody else that, frankly, should be helping themselves. I go back to what we talk about on the show quite often. Healthcare is not a right. Not at all. If you want to call in and chat, 303-477-5600, 303-477-5600. So again, our liberal friends have no ammunition, nothing they can stand on, nothing they can answer my question with. It's nothing but feelings and rhetoric, and I mean that sincerely, folks, because those of you that are texting me with your answers as to what you lost, so far you haven't told me you lost anything. In fact, you're telling me that I didn't lose anything during the Obama-Biden administration when my taxes went up and I lost my health care and are paying three times as much as I used to, which, by the way, that's about what it is. And folks, this is a lesson in how the left looks at things. They don't look at any factual data. They look at the feelings of everything. How do I feel about things? And quite honestly, folks, that doesn't get you anywhere in life. How you feel about something doesn't make or break a thing. You can feel sad about all sorts of things. Doesn't change the outcome. You can feel empathy for someone else. Doesn't change the outcome for you or them. Now, I'm not saying we've got to be, you know, rude and mean and crude and never think about others and so on. And by the way, if anybody knows Donald Trump off of the stage of the press, will tell you that's not who he is either. When he goes to any type of the outings that he's on, when he's speaking or doing other things, rallies, etc., a lot of times the reason why he walks on stage late is because he's behind the scenes shaking hands of all the people that are making that event happen. Tell me how that's not being empathetic and wanting to know how your people are doing as a leader. Actually, that's the number one rule of leadership, what he does there. So, again, so far from the left, I haven't heard a single thing that says what you've lost under Donald Trump. Nothing. You better get some better ammo than that, because as of to this point, I don't hear you telling me anything you've actually really truly lost. And don't tell me something about your feelings, because I don't care about your feelings. I really don't, folks. Doesn't matter to me how you feel. Matters to me at the end of the day, are we a country that stands for the rule of law? Is there strength in our country? Is our economy strong? Is our national defense strong? Are we doing the things that we need to do to protect our nation day in and day out? Are we protecting the citizenry of our nation? Is our border security where it needs to be? Are we letting anybody come in willy-nilly that wants to? You know, what are we doing as a country? That's what I care about. Ken, you're next.
Yeah, I just thought I'd add a little something in that, you know, against all the comments you're getting, because you see they don't have the guts to call in, they're going to text it in. But one of the finance shows that's on a different radio station that I listened to this morning, the guy knows a lot of the top bankers because he worked at a bank,
okay,
you know, for many, many years. And he said, one of the very, very top bankers, and he said, I can't name his name on the show, but he said, you know him because I mentioned him. But he said that the election was a mandate for people that don't want to work, wanting the money from people that do work.
Yep. I would agree with that. I would agree with
and
that.
You know,
and that last texter, yeah. Ken, basically said the same thing. The words of this particular, and the words of this particular individual and what he said was, I don't see it as a loss that somebody that's paying more in taxes to help others out and or losing your health care or paying more for health care so others can have health care is a loss. Ken, that is the number one vast difference between someone on the left and someone on the right. What someone on the left feels is what you and I have is theirs, and what I feel is what you have is yours, Ken, and what I have is mine. And if you don't like what you have, go earn more.
And it's totally true, but yet they'll never admit it. They don't understand that that's what they're after. They're after getting it free. They're
that's
saying
right.
You don't deserve it.
That's right.
They liked Obama when he said you didn't make this business.
That's
which
right.
Is a total lie.
That's right.
A total lie.
Well said.
I don't even think there's a situation wherever it isn't a lie.
I agree.
But they believed him, and they would argue for him.
I know.
That you didn't make this business. I had him yell at me that, and I'm thinking,
yep.
What are you talking about?
Yep.
How can you make minimum wage, only work 30 hours a week, and tell somebody that works 70, 80 hours a week they didn't make it
That's right.
happen?
Well said. Ken, I appreciate the phone call as always. Yeah. We're going to take a break here in a moment. Let me get Mike in before we do. I got Jared Stepman joining us shortly. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, just a couple of things. Number one is under Trump, I mean, for the sake of the corporations, he pretty much gutted the EPA. We now have the loosest standards. He repealed the coal mines can now dump their wastewater into the creeks, and they can blast the top of coal mines open, dumping into the rivers
send me,
and lakes.
Mike, first of all, not saying I don't believe you, but I don't believe me. Send me real data on that before you.
I'll send you real data, but
send me real data because, again, but I'm still asking the question. What have you and or any other liberal that's out there lost during a Trump administration? If you can prove data and send me that on EPA, fine, I'll take it. I'll look at it. I doubt very seriously if that's the case, nor have I seen any reports anywhere of what you just said happening.
Okay, I'm not asking you to defend Trump, but let me go through the litany off the top. I'm driving down the road, so I'll give the litany. I haven't done any research, but basically he did got the EPA, and he's loosened the standards for mercury, methane releases, so forth when it comes to coal miners themselves. He destroyed repealed a lot of the laws with inspections of mines. From the standpoint of the labor board, he repealed the laws and stacked the National Labor Board with nothing but Republicans. There's Democrats on there.
Okay, and when the Democrats come in, they'll do the same thing again, Mike. That has nothing to do with your eyes quality of life.
No,
what changed for you under Trump?
Okay, under Trump, okay, there was a $3 trillion national deficit. $3 trillion.
Yes, but that wasn't because of Trump, and you know that as well as I do. Move on. Give me something real that affected you under the Trump administration for the last 4 years, Mike. Because so far, you haven't done one. You're just like the other liberals.
Saying,
so far, you haven't given me an iota, an ounce of evidence, anything that changed for you.
When the national debt grew by $3 trillion.
But Mike, again, you cannot. I stopped you a moment ago, and I'll keep stopping you. You can't attribute that to Trump. He doesn't set the spending. The House of Representatives doesn't. COVID hit, and we did a ton of money that we dumped into the economy that I didn't agree with, by the way, but we did it anyways. That's not Trump's fault. So move on. Give me something of substance, Mike. So far, you haven't.
Part of that is Trump.
Move on that subject because I'm not going to let you talk about that one because that one doesn't count. Give me something of substance. Give me something, Mike, for example, like Obamacare that literally changed the makeup of this country under the Obama and Biden administration. Give me something that Trump did along those lines. Give me something like that.
My insurance rates are up roughly 30% under Trump.
What insurance rates?
Coverage.
Health insurance?
About 30%.
Yeah, and you can go back and thank Obama and Biden for that one. Again, give me something Trump directly affected
Trump
in your life.
Trump had 4 years and said he had a beautiful insurance program. Elect him and he would roll
Trump
it out.
Trump had 4 years and 2 years of that. He didn't have any backing in Congress or Senate, and you know that as well as I. So move on.
He never
give me
anything
something
out.
That he in particular as a voter, affected you individually on? Because you haven't done it yet, Mike.
I told you, my health insurance went up. I've left.
But that's not his fault. You can go back to Obama and Biden and talk about that one.
The buck stops here.
Mike, that's Obama and Biden. That's not Trump, and you know that as well as I do. You're fooling yourself if you think differently.
John, what is he responsible for as the President of the United States?
As far as what, he's not in charge of our health care, Mike. He's not in charge of the budget.
Congress is in charge. And if Congress is in charge, you can absolve Trump of everything. He's not in charge. Congress is in charge.
Yes, you're correct, especially when the Democrats have been in charge the last 2 years. You are absolutely correct, Mike.
So you cannot sit there and say Trump did nothing wrong because he's not in charge.
I didn't say he didn't do anything wrong. What I said was, I'm asking a simple question. What, because of the newspaper article I saw the headlines of yesterday, what did voters lose out on with Trump the last 4 years that make this nation, number one, have to be healed? And number two, what was so bad about him that people just would not vote for him because their life was ultimately in ruins for the last 4 years? By the way, none of which is true. That didn't happen to anybody. You, even yourself, Mike, have stated you're in a better position today than you were 4 years ago.
My company is.
And so
I'm
are you as an employee of that company.
Well, I have more job security because
correct.
Of the tariffs now. Biden will probably take those away. But I'm saying I'm a blip on there, and I felt Trump did not go far enough when it came to tariffs.
By the way, Mike, I will agree with you on that one. But if you and I are talking about that, those are going to go away under a Biden administration. You know that as well as I do.
And it scares the bejesus out of me. You know, again, we had two.
I got 1 minute left, Mike. Please tell me, outside of some of the things you've already mentioned, what, in the eyes of a regular voter, did they lose under Trump? Because so far, nobody's given me anything, because there isn't. That's my point. There's not. He didn't take away one freedom of the American population. In fact, if anything, he gave you more in 4 years.
John, if you're playing the card, he's not. All he has is his veto power and executive orders. Then Trump can do no wrong nor do any good. But somewhere along the way, you have to accept responsibility, because I can play the same card with Obama. Which, you know, Congress passed those bad laws. Congress passed Obamacare. It's not Obama's fault.
Well, actually, Obama pushed that through. So yeah, actually, that one is.
Somewhere along the way,
and he had, in that particular case, he had the House behind him. That's the repercussions of letting the Democrats control the House, because that's how Obamacare got pushed through. And then we had a couple of what I consider to be turncoat senators that voted for it, and that's why we have Obamacare today. So yes, he was very instrumental in getting Obamacare passed. Why do you think it's called Obamacare, Mike?
But Congress is the one that passed it. Congress could have.
But he started it. He started it, Mike. And in Trump's defense, he started, and I got to run, but in Trump's defense, he did start health care reform. He couldn't get the House and or the Senate the first 2 years of his presidency to do anything. Chalk that up to inexperience as a president, whatever else you want to chalk it up to. Yes, in that particular case, did the Republicans have and we've talked about that on the show before, did we have a huge opportunity that we missed, that we screwed up on in not getting health care handled? In fact, I'll tell you one thing further. The biggest mistake I feel Trump made through the election, and if he loses this election, one of the reasons I believe he did lose it is because he didn't have a concise plan on how to fix healthcare. So I'll give you that one, Mike. That is a failure on his part. But he didn't. But you didn't, as a citizen of the United States of America, lose anything under Trump's administration in that regard. So again, no one yet has told me anything they've lost. I encourage you to keep looking, please. American National Insurance is next, folks. And Paul Leuenberger, my agent, wants to help you out as much as possible when it comes to your insurance. Just a simple review might be all you need to make sure that you're properly insured. Give him a call today at 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Novus Auto Glass, folks, if you're having trouble seeing, it's getting darker much earlier in the evening hours now, and if you're having a hard time seeing, either headlights aren't bright enough, you've got a lot of glare on the windshield, it's all pitted up, maybe you've even got a crack, you name it, Novus Auto Glass can help you with all of what I just talked about. They work with all insurance companies, and they would love to help you. Find a location near you. It's N-O-V-U-S, Novus. Find them at rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus. N-O-V-U-S.
All right, make sure when you're ready to leave this earth, you've got everything dialed in and set in motion so that your heirs know what's going on. Do that today with Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, 720-394-6887.
Once you die, it's too late. For a variety of reasons, neither KLZ nor Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law recommend seances or any other means of attempting to communicate with your deceased loved ones. Yes, you might wish you knew their final wishes, but once they've passed on, it's too late to find out. Your best option is to visit klzradio.com/estate now while you're still alive. Because KLZ's mobile estate planner absolutely insists on writing your will before you die.
November 10th, happy birthday, United States Marine Corps. November 11th, 1966, Marine Captain Orson Swindell's Crusader fighter was shot down over North Vietnam. Captain Swindell spent over 6 years as a North Vietnamese prisoner of war. Kim Munson here. In honor of Veterans Day week, Orson Swindell joins me to share stories of those harrowing 6 years and 4 months. Plus, Job Creators President and CEO Alfredo Ortiz weighs in on the latest regarding the election and what it means for small business. That's Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Jarrett Stepman joining us now, Daily Signal. And Jarrett, welcome. I appreciate it. And a lot's happened since we talked last week.
Yeah, certainly a lot has happened. It feels like it's been about 4 weeks in 1 week or maybe more at this point. But a lot of craziness in American national politics, that's for sure.
And I remind everybody when I came on a few minutes ago, Jarrett, that the media does not call who wins elections. Every election in every state has to be certified. If there's challenges, which there are now, those have to be worked out in the court system. You know, there's a lot of legal things that need to happen, and I think it's very irresponsible of any organization. I don't care who they work for, and it's even irresponsible, I believe, for, you know, now they're calling him President-elect Joe Biden. I think it's very unwise. And I think you're being very egotistical to claim a win at this point when you don't know the outcome.
Yeah, you know what? Calling somebody a president-elect, that's the Electoral College, not the media, that decides that ultimately. And I do think the media has acted, frankly, reprehensibly through this election, through today. I mean, this idea that, especially what we've seen the last few weeks of news channels cutting away from either President Trump or officials of the administration because they don't like what they're saying. I don't think that sends the message they want to the American people. It shows that they are editorializing instead of just broadcasting the news and allowing the American people to decide for themselves what they think. That is stepping outside the realm of what real journalists should be doing, and I think that's bad on the media. I mean, if there are already so many Americans in this country who do not trust mainstream media establishments around the country, this is making things a whole lot worse, especially in a country that's very clearly deeply divided. We have a contested election. We've had an incredible year of a pandemic. We've had an election that was absolutely not normal in any way. We've had mass mail-in ballots around the country, things like this. And we have a media that is not interested in ultimately finding the truth of what happened in this election. It's too interested in moving along and telling the American people who won or not. I think very much bad on them. And I think they're really doing a disservice to their country right now.
I agree. And I threw a question out a moment ago just as for grins, because we don't know what the outcome is, but I just threw the question out that, you know, what if a lot of folks that didn't vote for Donald Trump, what did he actually do to affect their life in the past 4 years, specifically freedoms? What did Donald Trump do that took away freedoms from individuals in the last 4 years? And the reality, you know, Jarrett, is I don't think anybody can answer that in a positive way, because the answer is he didn't. There aren't any.
He didn't. And I think there are a lot of issues, especially around the world, I think, that have been made significantly better. I think one of the things that was not talked about nearly enough, especially during the campaign season, was what has happened in the Middle East. I mean, we have significant peace deals that have taken place there. We have more peace really there than we had, you know, really in a generation. We have an administration that has done a very good job of securing that. You know, that's something that the American people got very little about during this election season. I think very unfortunately, those questions were not asked or discussed of the candidates. And, you know, that could very much change in the next few years. And I think that's something the American people deserve to know about and talk about. I mean, this is a big deal. We talk about
how much the economy has grown in the last few years. There have been remarkable changes of policy that, again, get washed away by a lot of the media hyperventilating, frankly.
And again, just as a side note, I've gotten other text messages and things in, Jared, talking about, you know, Trump and, you know, some of the things that he did do that will affect generations to come. And by the way, I can't argue with some of the budgetary things that we're in now where, our debt has gone up $3 trillion. A lot of that was due to COVID. But, you know, let's face it, it was going up even prior to that. But I will also give Trump some kudos where he shut the government down to try to fight some of those budget increases. And what folks don't realize, and you know this as well as I, Jared, is there's only a certain amount a president can do when it comes to the budgetary spending of the House of Representatives.
100%. I mean, I think especially when you look at any presidency, there are going to be things that you like about it. There are things you don't like. No president accomplishes his entire agenda. It just never happens. There are a lot of actors at play, including Congress, including now, unfortunately, an expanded administrative state. But on a lot of the big things is, I think, how we often evaluate presidents. And I think, unfortunately, we had many of the institutions in this country, certainly the media, that treated the Trump presidency as if from day one it was not legitimate, as if, you know, the American people must be just simply wrong. You know, we had years of Russia collusion conspiracy. I think a lot of it turned out to be completely wrong, that dominated news cycles. And we didn't have these discussions over these very real policies that have made American lives better, that have made the country safer. And I think the reality is during this election, I mean, obviously many outlets are jumping ahead of themselves to declare Biden the winner, but we have a very, very closely contested election where 71 million Americans voted for President Donald Trump despite all that opposition that you saw from almost every corner of, I would say, elite institutions in America. Yeah, that's an incredible thing. It shows that the American people, despite what they get from so many different outlets around the country, disagreed with that. And so, I think especially in the upcoming years, this is a real battle for the fate of American policy and the United States and our future.
Yeah, no, and by the way, Jared, I fully agree. Everything you just said, spot on. And yeah, there's always things about particular presidents that we don't care for, the spending of Trump, and some of that comes from his background and what he's done and so on, and even some of the battles that he's had in some of the areas that we've just got done talking about. I wish he would have done better in that particular arena, but, you know, there's a lot of other things that he did very well on that I will back him on. And I like you, we've called him out when he's done things we haven't particularly cared for. Is he perfect? Not by a long shot, but I tell you one thing, he has been and always will be a far better choice than what we would have gotten in Hillary Clinton.
Yes, absolutely. And I think a lot of Americans still believe that. And it's interesting. I mean, so many people talk about, well, democracy's in trouble and whatnot. You know, look how many Americans participated in this election one way or another. I mean, this was an explosion of interest. The American people are very much engaged in the issues of the day. And we do have a lot of challenges right now as a country. I mean, the last 34 years, the United States has been kind of at the top. And now we have foreign challenges. We have the challenge of coronavirus and shutdowns that have happened around the country that have done a lot of damage to our economy. There's going to be a lot of debate over these big issues. I think the American people, I think they don't buy a lot of, bogus information or disinformation. I think they get from a lot of their media outlets. And I think they're very much engaged, I think, for the fight for the next few years, which will be absolutely critical. So this idea, American elections, they come and they go. The American people are still here, and I think that the very fact that so many Americans voted to keep the policies of President Donald Trump that have been so successful
is
very much heartening.
Good point. Good point. I'll leave you with that. Jarrett, we'll talk more next week, hopefully know a little more on how things are moving forward. In the meantime, have a great week, sir.
Thank you very much.
As always, I appreciate it. Jarrett Stepman, Daily Signal. Centel Center is up next. Dr. Julie Markey would love to help you feel better. It doesn't matter what it is. She just wants to give you a better quality of life. It's easy. Just call her at 303-343-8800 or find her at ascenthealthcenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Markiol of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit RushToReason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
Hey, roads are going to be slick tonight, and it could be as we get through winter, we're going to have some of those moments where they do. If you're involved in an accident of any kind, car's gotten bent up, beat up, keep in mind you do not have to go where the insurance company sends you. You can make that decision on your own, and we highly recommend, and we had a great conversation last week with Alan. We suggest A Good Shop. You can find them at klzradio.com, and great collision center, three of them up north to choose from, 720-541-7697.
All you're looking for is a good shop. You've already been through the extremely unpleasant experience of a collision. Now you're dreading the process of repairing the damage to your vehicle. You just want someone professional and polite who will answer your phone calls and tell you what's going on. It doesn't seem like too much to ask, but somehow it's so hard to find. Well, we at KLZ found a good shop. Al Sturm and his team explain all of the costs, so you know what you're paying for. They help you with your insurance claim. They handle all of your auto body work in-house, so you get your vehicle back faster, and a real person answers the phone every time. Best of all, they'll get your vehicle looking great back to pre-loss condition. Al and his team run a good shop, and that's exactly what you're looking for. Find them now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
John Rush believes there's no such thing as normal. You always need to stay focused on the future, and this current environment is no different. The only difference now is that you have a rare opportunity to beat your competition as they stay stuck in survival mode. Not one of John's small business clients shut down during the quarantine. And believe it or not, none of them has seen a drop in overall revenue compared to last year. Hire John and stay focused on the future. RushToReason.com.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Spit that out. Neil from Enchanted Kitchens, how are you today, sir?
Good, John. How are you doing?
Doing very well on a snowy evening, but that's the kind of time of the year it is. Now, last time you were on, we talked about getting things in and done and handled, and if you did it quickly, you'd get it done before Christmas. I'm guessing that time frame is long gone, right?
Yeah, it is long gone, but there's still opportunity to get it done shortly thereafter. There's a lot of activity on the labor side, on the contractor side, that affects that cycle as well. So we respect those as well, and it's never too late to start.
Nope, it is not, and I've said this many times, and I would continue to say so. One of the best gifts that, you know, if you're looking for a co-gift, I know a lot of couples do that, Neil, getting the kitchen redone and making it a nice enchanted place to hang out might be a great gift for each other.
Yeah, you know, you spend a lot more time in a place that you're comfortable with. It feels like your own space, and that's why I like what I do. It gives them an opportunity to feel right at home.
Oh, and you know what? I envy you in that matter, because or in that manner, I should say, because yeah, that's a great feeling. Making, you know, getting people to enjoy and be in a space that they love, and then to helping them design that and get that there. Question for you. I know, and I've talked about this with you in the past, we start talking about, you know, trends and color trends and cabinet trends and so on. What's going on in that world?
You know, I was just on a call this morning that was addressed on a Zoom call, there's still a lot of good classic colors and good classic design never goes out of style, but you do have opportunities to bring in some new trends. We're seeing a lot of blues and now towards greens if you're into colors, but you've always still got those modern chromatic safe looks of the grays and whites that are classics and always will be. So it really depends on the customer.
Are wood, you know, just a regular wood grain cabinet still something that's in, or has it really gone more towards the, I call them the colored or the toned, you know, cabinets?
No, woods are still very popular. The secret is to use those things in right complementary combinations. So the paints that you can imagine or the grays and whites still work very good by the contrast to get a wood accent. And those come from beams, those come from floors, those also come from cabinets.
Gotcha. What do you feel, Neil, and And I, you know, if I've asked this before, I apologize. But what do you feel is one of the, you know, bigger things to overcome in somebody's mind when they walk in the door with you? Is it, you know, overall price? Is it the time frame? You know, what do you think is one of the biggest challenges you face when it comes to that?
Yeah, you got a pretty good handle on it, John. There are pain points, and those are two of them. It's always about dollars. Everybody understands the value of dollars, but there are ways that you can value engineer if you need to. But as long as you focus on value and not dollars, it makes sense in the customer for their investments. And then the other one are the downtime. Nobody likes the chaos of a kitchen remodel. But if you get a good team together and you get a good schedule together, you can downplay those as well. So those are two of the big ones. And then the other one is just how you're customizing that to make it fit their particular lifestyle.
Gotcha. And I assume, too, this is where you come into play, where you guys have the ability to look at the overall design or what even folks have in their head and say, well, you know, yeah, we could do X, but if we don't, you save X amount of money in doing so. I assume those conversations happen on a routine basis.
Routine, yeah. No, those are critical because they all affect budget. But the goal is to make sure you got somebody that's got a good product line with you that you can bring those different price points to bear, and again make sure that they're fitting what they need for lifestyle and for value.
Gotcha.
And you got a good start. Yeah.
I also assume, and I just know you guys do this, that you also, as you're walking through this process of the design, are helping with, you know, A, not being too trendy, but B, also looking at it and saying, listen, you know, how long are you going to stay in your home? You're going to be here 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. You know, if you are going to have a resale down the road at some point in time, these are probably some things you can consider that basically you're not going to lose a bunch of money on. So it's not so unique to just you. You're not, you know, you're not devaluing the home either.
No, that's right. And again, every job is different, but we use a 5-year rule. If you're going to do it, if you're going to sell within 5 years, you do it with an eye towards resale. If you're going to stay there for more than 5 years, you're doing it exclusively for you. But again,
Makes sense.
Still bring in good design principles that never run out of popularity. And then as long as you're doing those things right, then the customer gets the intangibles in the meantime, combined with the good value when they sell.
Speaking of the design end of it, I also know you've got a new designer. Talk about that for a moment.
You know, the market's strong, and it'll remain strong. I have no fear about that. So, yeah, you know this, John. If you're not getting market share, you're losing. So you put a growth plan in place, put all the things you need to make those goals. And so, yeah, we're real glad to have her on board, and she'll be starting here soon.
Great.
It's busy, John.
That's great. No, Neil, that's what we want to hear. That is fabulous. And for me, that means that, you know, the market here in Colorado, I think, and by the way, I think it's going to stay strong. I don't think the presidency one way or the other is going to have any kind of an impact in that area. That's one of the first questions that, you know, folks ask. I'm going to talk to Kurt Rogers from the mortgage world here at 5 o'clock and get his opinion. But I don't see a big change coming that way, Neil. I think people are going to, they want to stay in their home. They want to be comfortable in their home. And folks, if you're listening, the way to do that is get to Enchanted Kitchen. What's the best way to get a hold of you, Neil?
So you can reach me. My office number here is 303-376-7588, or else you can get my through the email. I'm at neil@enchantedkitchens.net.
Neil, as always, I appreciate it, sir, and glad you're busy, sir. That is great. Fabulous news.
Well, thanks for the input on the market, too.
You're very welcome, Neil. Take care. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again here in a couple of weeks as well. Enchanted Kitchens, folks, again, it's enchantedkitchens.net, or better yet, find them at klzradio.com.
You need to stand in your new kitchen to know what works. You have some ideas based on pictures you found online, but you've never actually seen, touched, or felt the counters and cabinets that will become part of your daily life. The Enchanted Kitchens design team built their experience center with you in mind, so you could feel at home, only better, giving you the chance to visualize your new kitchen ahead of time. I'm Marie Christine with Crawford Broadcasting, and I'm over 5'10". I spend a lot of time bending over my countertops at home. The first time I visited the award-winning showroom at Enchanted Kitchens, I stood next to a countertop that reached my waist. Suddenly, I could imagine standing up straight to cook. As a Rush to Reason listener, the design team at Enchanted Kitchens will meet with you for free in their experience center to help you solidify your vision of a kitchen design that works. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Real quick, I want to do a little housekeeping here. When it comes to our text line, by the way, I realize we have freedom of speech and you can say whatever you want to on the text line. But when you start to get vile and call me a socialist, which I'm about as far from being a socialist as you could ever imagine, you're getting blocked. And yes, I have that ability to do so. I control the line. I will block who I want. And if you're going to be as rude and crude and as stupid as to call me a socialist, you don't know me very well, because anybody that knows me knows that's the farthest thing that I'll ever be in my entire life. I'll leave you with that. I hope you guys, if you're listening to the replay hour, have a fabulous evening. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Otherwise, hour two is next. Myself, Charlie, and we got a special guest joining us here right at the top of the hour, Rod Robertson. Are your employees just there for a paycheck? We'll be right back. Hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.